I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere that you find your podcasts. Also, iHeartRadio. Guys, welcome. We're here with Mia Made It. Mia, say what's up to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
All right, guys, we're here with Mia's 10th episode of the podcast. This is her 10th published episode on Spotify. I don't know about you guys, but for 13 years old, that's pretty impressive, because at 13, I was not publishing Spotify. I was not publishing podcasts on Spotify. So, you know, round of applause for you. Congratulations, Mia. Let's talk about, before we get into anything, let's kind of talk about how it's been for you, your experience up to this point.
Well, I don't know how to explain it. It's just a once a month thing. So it's like...
Yeah,
normal
so
now.
So seeing your name, seeing Mia Made It on Spotify, things like that, does that feel any kind of way to you? Is it just like, it just kind of is what it is?
I forget that it's me sometimes.
Yeah. Do you listen to it back? Do you listen to yourself?
Sometimes, because I want to see if I messed up or not.
It's okay. I mean, I do too. I'm probably one of my biggest supporters. So, you know, we want, here on the podcast, we want to at least tell you thank you for helping us, because, you know, these podcasts actually help us get a lot of followers. As you know, your episodes are probably one of our most played episodes outside of the Fantasy Football League. So, shout out to Mia, man. It's been fun. And also, as you know, we are starting to work on your Facebook page, Mia Made It, everybody on Facebook, and, you know, the Facebook group as well. We got the gifted and gorgeous girls that are going to be helping us build that as well. You know, so we got a lot of things, guys, that are going to be happening under the Mia Made It brand. 13 years old. She has 4 years before she even graduates. 5 years before you graduate from high school, right? 6 years.
Oh, yeah, 6 years. I'm only in seventh grade.
She's in seventh grade. 5 years. So, so you guys keep paying attention. Obviously, you can catch her journey on dayonevibes.com. We will be following everything. We got a Day One Vibes article dropping on the podcast prodigy Mia Made It, you know, tonight at 7 p.m. after Crown Jewel. But speaking of Crown Jewel, that's what we're here to talk about. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we are going to talk about WWE's Crown Jewel. This is 2023.
Mm-hmm. 2023.
I'm so ready for Royal Rumble season. I know that's random.
I was trying to think, but I was like,
I know that's random, but I'm so ready for Royal Rumble season. Like, I'm ready for the road to WrestleMania again, because I just can't wait.
WrestleMania's gonna be so good this year.
But Survivor Series is coming up next, and that's probably gonna be...
I'm excited for that podcast.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, guys. But let's talk about WWE's Crown Jewel. This is 2023's premium live event. 12 o'clock, airing in Saudi Arabia, guys, in Riyadh. Let's talk about the matches that are going to happen. Mia, you want to list off the matches that are on the card?
Oh, well, they're missing one, so do you want me to say that one too?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, so the first match, we have the kickoff show, which is JD McDonagh versus Sami Zayn. Then we have Damian Priest versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Then we have Rey Mysterio versus Logan Paul for the United States Championship.
Yeet.
Then we have Io Sky versus Bianca Belair for the WWE Women's Championship. Then we have the greatest of all time, John Cena versus Solo Sikoa. And then we have a Fatal 5-Way Women's World Championship match, including Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, and Raquel Rodriguez. Then we have Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. And for the main event, we have the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match with Roman Reigns versus LA Knight.
All right, guys, that's a good card. Good job, Mia. That was a lot to read, and you did better than I would have done, because I would have stumbled at least three times, as everybody knows here. So, round of applause for you. You're getting better.
I couldn't even see my thing.
Remember, we talked about, we said come your 10th episode, your 20th episode, you're going to be a lot better than you were your first episode. Imagine 10 episodes from now. Imagine, you know, so congratulations, Mia. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. All right, guys, we're going to talk about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then a
kickoff show.
A kickoff show match between JD McDonagh and Sami Zayn. We can go ahead and get that one out of the way right now. I'm going for JD. I don't know why. I want JD to prove himself until he can get into the Judgment Day.
He's just that nice kid that's trying to fit in with the bad kids.
And then Sami Zayn's trying to tear down the Judgment Day. And if you know me, I'm all about greatness. So Judgment Day's one of the greatest acts on TV at the moment, greatest. Now that the Bloodline is kind of away from the screen. And, you know, I don't want to see it stop. So I just kind of want to see it grow. But Sami Zayn is going to try to take it down like he did the Bloodline and, you know, create disarray and confusion and scatter them. I don't want to see it happen, but it's okay. We will figure out what's going to happen there. We will. I'm going JD, hands down.
JD.
So that one's unanimous. The kickoff show. I don't know how many matches are going to be on the kickoff show or what.
It's only that one match, which is going to be JD and Sami.
It's only the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shout out to Sami for being able to perform in Saudi. We all know that connection. The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes versus Damian Priest. Rey Mysterio versus Logan Paul for the United States Championship. Io Sky versus Bianca Belair for the WWE Women's Championship. The greatest of all time, John Cena versus Solo Sikoa. That's interesting that they put the greatest of all time, John Cena, on the match card. Because obviously they made a point to put the greatest of all time on there. Is John Cena going to get another shot at Roman?
No.
Before he retires?
I don't think so. If it is going to be, he's going to lose.
Okay, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves with that one. I mean, I would like to see, I mean, is John Cena going to dethrone Roman?
What in, no.
You're the being greatest delusional. Of all time?
No.
Brock Lesnar ended the streak. Nobody thought Brock Lesnar was going to end the streak of The Undertaker. John Cena dethroning Roman Reigns after 1,000 days would kind of make him the greatest of all time.
I don't know.
Winning his, 17th championship?
Yeah.
Oh, nope.
No.
I'm just saying, it's something to consider. In the same way that I say Damian Priest is somebody to consider as somebody that could knock off Roman Reigns as well, because Damian Priest's character is only getting better. As the weeks go by, as everything happens, Damian Priest is getting better. I'm just saying, don't discount John Cena.
I saw something.
It looks like they might give him a run, like a little build.
Like a tiny one?
Yeah, like a lower, like, let's rebuild you. Because remember what we talked about John Cena, the reason we didn't appreciate him as much when he was coming back was because he looked slower. He didn't look like the John Cena of old. You know, he looked like part-time Cena. Are they going to rebuild John Cena until he's Super Cena again?
Rebuilding a lot of people.
They're rebuilding a lot.
The Miz, they're rebuilding DIY and all that stuff.
I'm excited to see what they do with The Miz. But anyways, guys, these are all things to consider. These are all things to think about when it comes to John Cena, when it comes to these storylines. It does go that deep. It's not as surface level as John Cena versus Solo and, oh, Cena's going to win. It goes deeper, or Solo's going to win. The Fatal 5-Way Women's World Championship match, we got Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, and Raquel Rodriguez. We got the World Heavyweight Championship match, Seth freaking Rollins and Drew McIntyre. And then we got the main event, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match between Roman Reigns and LA Knight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, we talked about the kickoff match.
Yeah.
Let's get into the actual card. What match do you want to talk about first?
Let's go from Cody and Damian up to the main event.
All right. So go ahead and read out that first match.
Okay, so the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes versus, what do they call him? What do they call Damian? with the Money in the Bank?
Senor Money in the Bank. Senor Money in the Bank. Damian Priest. Who do you got? Who do you think's going to win? Who do you want to win?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Cody.
Always.
Always.
Always. I mean, if Damian Priest wins, it says a lot.
I think...
if you make him look that strong where he knocks off Cody Rhodes, who was last year's
main event
favorite to knock off Roman Reigns, that says a lot about the direction. But don't forget, Damian Priest is a Triple H guy.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go with Cody. I'm staying with Cody. I need Cody to win.
I'm going Cody, too. I'm going Cody, too. I have to play devil's advocate. That way everybody can see the depths of which way of how it goes both ways. Damian Priest is a viable candidate for winning that championship. Every week he's coming out, he seems like a stronger Money in the Bank holder than Austin Theory.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, maybe that's intentionally. Maybe it's like Austin kind of got, you know, screwed over by the change in guard between Vince and Triple H. Maybe his Money in the Bank cash-in got kind of ruined by that fact. Damian Priest is getting that proper build. I don't know who he's going to cash in on. Like he said, I'll cash in on you, Seth. I'll cash in on Gunther. I'll cash in on Ray. Or I'll cash in on Roman. Who would you want to see him cash in on?
I think I'd like to see him cash in on out of the U.S. Championship. I think the IC title. I think he'd look pretty cool with that.
I was thinking the same exact thing. If anywhere, if any position, if at any point you're going to put prestige on the middle card titles and you're going to bring that validity to, you know, cashing in on those middle card titles, it's going to be right now.
And then they just changed it with the Money in the Bank. When Money in the Bank was already airing, they changed it so they can cash in on middle card titles. Like,
and tell
like
them about official. The little detail about how they can...
Oh. Well, the Money in the Bank contract, it doesn't have to be cashed in the ring. So it can be anywhere. Let's say like Seth was backstage. Damian could come bring a referee with him and cash in his Money in the Bank right there and then.
Similar to?
The 24/7 championship.
Is that a recent change?
That was a recent change.
Right, because I was going to say, maybe that's why they got rid of the 24/7 championship. Because that's an interesting fold to throw into that Money in the Bank. Because think about it, you can bring a ref with you anywhere. You make it a backstage brawl. You catch the world heavyweight champion eating food or something on a break, and all of a sudden you get the title. That's going to be interesting. I'm just saying, don't count Damian Priest out as a serious contender. I don't think he's somebody that's going to... he's not going to lose his cash-in.
I don't know. I kind of feel like he is.
You think he could?
I think so.
I think his build is so... they're trying to build this guy.
I saw a thing.
His promos are hurting still.
Yeah.
He needs help. He needs to believe what he's saying and not sound like he's being scripted. He sounds very scripted right now. He sounds unnatural. He doesn't sound like he's confident in the things that he's saying. That'll change. I mean, he just got into the spotlight.
A lot of people think that Damian, like what you were saying, that Damian is going to cash in on Roman and that he's going to be the one to beat Roman. That's been going around everywhere that
it's because Damian of our Priest, podcast. That's why it's because of our show
that Damian Priest is going to cash in on Roman Reigns and be the one to dethrone him.
It wouldn't be the worst idea. He would look good with the title. Having the Judgment Day with him wouldn't be a bad idea. Him and Rhea all of a sudden become the literal two most dominant superstars in wrestling.
I don't even...
but, again, it's a stretch. You know, at this point, really, what can you do with Damian, especially his age and stuff like that? We don't want to discount him. We're not ageists here on this podcast or anything, so we don't discriminate like Vince McMahon due to age. But shout out Vince, we love him. Okay, I'm gonna go with Cody because
I'm going Cody,
the American Nightmare, all day. So unfortunately, we had to agree on both of the first two starting ones. I was trying my best to play devil's advocate here and force myself into picking Damian Priest, but it's not gonna happen. Not over Cody.
I think we're probably gonna agree on the next one too.
Oh man. Okay, here we go. Next one we got the United States Championship match, Rey Mysterio versus Logan Paul. Before you even get a word in and before you even say anything, I'm still on that streak of going for Logan Paul, win or lose, and I'm going for Logan Paul.
I'm going for Logan. Not you copy my streak thing. Start fighting. But I'm going Logan too. I've been thinking about this since the match made was confirmed. If anyone's going to dethrone Rey, it's going to be Logan. And he has Dom with him. I've been seeing that him and Dom are going to team up and be the most hated tag team in WWE.
Is Dom still the North American?
Yeah.
The North American champion and the United States champion? And then you build a story off of that. You're who took the title from my dad, etc. I'm going for Logan. I'm not going to change. I love Rey, the greatest mask of all time. I hope he turns heel, joins the Judgment Day, joins Dominic. That would be pretty crazy. But I'm going Logan, him carrying that United States Championship, him having it on Impulsive.
Yeah, it's going to do. If they give Logan the U.S. Championship, that's going to do so much for WWE. I mean, he's going to have that title on his show. He's going to have that title on his boxing fights. He's going to take that title everywhere he goes.
That sounds incredible. I'm not going to lie. I forgot about the boxing matches. If he were to take a WWE championship to a boxing match and they carry it out with them while he's walking out, while he's standing there in the ring, never before seen things. And that's what I love about Logan Paul. And that's why I will never root against Logan Paul in that sense, because he is doing never before seen things. He is changing the game. He's crossing over between boxing and wrestling effortlessly and competing at the highest level in both of them. That you don't see it. We okay, Mia, this is too old for you, so I'm going to talk to my older viewers real quick. Deion Sanders, primetime, the coach of the Colorado Buffaloes now, the college football team, if you know anything about college football. Primetime. Okay, so Deion Sanders was highly praised for being a two-sport athlete. He was a football player, and he was a baseball player. He performed at the highest level in football, obviously one of the greatest cornerbacks of all time, defensive players of all time. And he performed, I think he ran bases and stole a lot of bases, like in the MLB playoffs and stuff like that. Logan Paul is operating at a level similar to Primetime.
I saw that.
You don't,
WWE
I don't.
WWE posted something about that, putting like it together.
Really? Oh man, I'm good. I'm good at what I do because I didn't see that. So,
like a lot of people were comparing it. They had like posted Logan going into the venue, and people were comparing him to that guy the whole time in the comments, like
Deion Sanders. Oh shit, let's go. I'm in there. Okay, so anyways, we're going Logan.
Logan,
right? Rey Mysterio might just lose his championship right now. And that's cool. He had it for a little bit. He might lose it, though.
He is going to lose it.
He is going to, I think, too. I think there's going to be a couple title changes in this.
I don't.
In this card. Leading us to our next match.
Oh, no. That's. No.
I think the EST of the WWE, Bianca Belair, is coming for her WWE Women's Championship. And I think Io Sky is going to lose it. And I think she's going to be remembered as. When Triple H took over, everybody that would have never had a chance with Vince got a chance, and I think EO is going to be the face of that right there.
I think...
Great wrestler. Probably one of the best in-ring competitors that the WWE has right now. Like, genuinely athletically, skill wise, but would she have been a champion? Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Nia, the list goes on. Becky, Bayley. Would she have realistically ever had gotten that opportunity before this change happened?
No.
You know, but I love Io. If she beats Bianca Belair,
Do people want Bianca as the champion is the question. When she was Raw Women's Champion, when WrestleMania was coming up, people wanted Asuka to win.
She was starting to get booed.
Bianca, her crowd reactions weren't as loud as they used to be.
That is true.
Nobody wanted her to be champion. And the crowd has turned to Io. Everybody loves Io right now.
So, if Io Sky were to beat Bianca Belair tonight, or today, what does that say about where they're going with Io Sky? Because that would be a big, big victory.
Unless they want to give Bianca the title and have her and Jade go.
Because imagine... That's a good question.
But I saw a thing that they're going to put them in a tag team.
That's something to think about.
With the hurt business, with Bobby and the Street Profits, Bobby was saying he wants Jade in the group, and Montez was saying he wants Bianca in the group. So people are thinking that they're going to go after the tag titles.
If they did put them in a tag team, they're taking those titles from Chelsea and Piper.
Most definitely.
Without a doubt, they're taking that, and they're taking them to the Hurt Business. If Bobby ever gets a chance to win a championship back, he would look good with the World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think, with that group, could he take it from Roman?
I don't know if they'd have Bobby do it, though.
A lot of things to think about on the road to WrestleMania.
So much.
So, Bianca Belair versus Io Sky. Do they have Io run through past champions like Bianca, like Charlotte, like Becky, like Bayley?
Oh, she's already beaten Charlotte. She's already...
And Bayley?
And...
Right?
No, because they've been a team the whole time.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. And I don't know why I said Bayley. And well, she's beaten, that's going to happen probably.
She's beaten Bianca before during the...
What about Becky?
I don't think she's... Her and Becky haven't crossed yet.
If she beats Bianca, is Becky next?
Oh, wait. They fought at...
Becky just lost her NXT championship.
That's true. I think Becky's going to be next. But I heard they're building up the story.
That would be a hell of a build for Io to take down all the past champions of the last 10 years.
I want to see... I think Io is going to... I saw that thing with Io, the Kyrie... She's rumored to show up in either this pay-per-view or the next couple pay-per-views.
Kyrie Sane?
Yeah, because she already signed with WWE.
And add her to Damage Control?
That's what
no,
I... That
no,
like her
no.
Her and Io are going to fight the championship.
We love Kyrie, but we want Cora, and we want...
That's exactly what Bayley was saying.
We want Damage Control. Talk about that.
Bayley was saying that her dream team is Damage Control... Along with JC Jane and Cora Jade. Which God. I think that's actually going to happen because there's rumors. I've been seeing that ever since Dragon Lee's been moved up to the main roster. That there's four names that have been thrown around going to the main roster. As that could... I think they had... It was Tiffany Stratton.
Good choice. Cora Jade. Good choice.
Bron Breakker.
Good choice.
And Carmelo.
So no JC?
No JC. JC's...
Okay. Well, those are four good names right there. I mean... We obviously talked about the report one time where they talked about how Melo, Braun, and Tiffany were like had exceeded the brand at this point, NXT, in a year.
I just remembered something.
Go ahead.
The other day I saw a thing that said the Crown Jewel cards have been replaced. Someone got replaced and four people got replaced and one of the people on that card was Tiffany.
What do you mean?
Like, because you know, like, when you go to there's, like, a WWE website, and it shows, like, the roster, and it shows, like, the cards for things, for, like, pay-per-views.
Oh.
And they said, and I saw it, that it said, Tiffany replaced Charlotte in Crown Jewel. It was because it was Charlotte. It was Charlotte, AJ.
Charlotte's not performing tonight.
Neither is AJ. That's what I've been seeing. People were, AJ got replaced by someone. Like, AJ was supposed to fight in one of these matches and he got replaced. He was gonna, he was gonna do something at Crown Jewel.
I don't see it, but.
They replaced it.
I would imagine it was probably against John.
That's what right. I've been seeing, that AJ versus, it was supposed to be John and AJ.
Man, I'm good at what I do.
But, woo! AJ got replaced.
I don't see none of these reports that you're talking about.
You don't see them?
Nah, so the things that you...
Follow more pages, Jared.
Well, I'm not on Instagram, that's the thing. Everybody follow us on Facebook, our major platform. That is where we do most of our work. Follow us at Design Individually Gifted. Follow us at True. Follow us at Mia Made It. Follow us at Day One Vibes, Future American Leaders of Texas, God is Fixing Things Every Day, and Gifted and Gorgeous. And you can follow every single thing that we drop, whether it be podcasts, whether it be music, whether it be just memes in general, toxic memes, Jesus memes, you know what I mean? I don't know. But anyways, let's get back to, I would like to, who is Tiffany going to replace? Shayna? Naya?
They were saying that
please
she
let her
supposed
let
to
her
have,
replace
like,
Shayna. Let her replace Shayna because Zoe Stark, Tiffany Stratton, Raquel Rodriguez, and Nia Jax and Rhea Ripley. I'm not gonna lie, sounds a little bit better than those four names with Shayna Baszler. Shayna kind of, I feel like she had her moment, her big story with Ronda Rousey.
Oh yeah,
she was made. After that, she's not going to win this match.
Definitely not.
She's not winning. I don't even know how we ended up getting that far, that deep into the, that's like two matches away, but go ahead.
Tiffany, people were saying, because there's this girl I follow, and that she was supposed to like do like a guest appearance, because you know how like they have like sometimes, like for example, at Raw, during Rhea, during Becky and Indy's match, Lyra was in the crowd. Apparently, that's what they were supposed to do with Tiffy. She was supposed to be in the crowd during one of these matches to build up a story.
Okay. I hope it's like Naya or like Zoe. Zoe versus Tiffy on the main roster would be pretty fire. I'm not going to lie. Zoe, let's talk about Zoe Stark. Trish is gone. Zoe Stark comes out, still looks like a superstar. Still looks like a superstar. This girl, she looks good. She looks like she should be main event material. That's why she's in a 5-way Women's World Heavyweight Championship match. Does she win? Let's talk about it. We'll get to John Cena and Solo here in a little bit. Let's talk about the Fatal 5-Way Women's World Championship match. Since we're coming off... Oh, we didn't pick.
I said Io.
You said Io?
Yes.
I'm going Bianca. I think Bianca and Jade is going to be the talk of the road to WrestleMania. So I'm going Bianca for the WWE Women's Championship match at Crown Jewel in 2023. And you're going Io?
Io.
Okay. Next, we got, like I said, we're going to talk about the Fatal 5-Way Women's World Heavyweight Championship match. Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, and Raquel Rodriguez. This one's fairly easy for me.
Who are you going?
Because in the same way that I have a streak with Logan Paul and probably Cody Rhodes at this point, my three people are Cody, Logan, and Raquel.
Man, I was gonna go for Raquel.
I am not going to root against my RGV. I'm not going to root against my Puro Pinche 956. I'm going Raquel Rodriguez the whole way.
I'm gonna have to root against Raquel in this one. All week I've been like, oh, I want to see Raquel win. I'm so excited to see her win. But I don't, they've been saying Becky versus Rhea is gonna happen at WrestleMania for the championship.
That'd be fire.
So I'm saying I'm staying with Rhea. I think Rhea's gonna stay champion.
I would imagine, my mind tells me that Rhea's gonna win. My heart is obviously with Raquel, because in the same way that if Benny Dreams were on the main card, I would never root against Benny Dreams. Everybody go follow Benny Dreams on Facebook, Benny Pineda, That's PINEDABENNYPINEDA. Y'all go follow him. He is the fastest emerging superstar out of South Texas. That is Benny Dreams. He is the rookie of the year for 2021. He was the breakout superstar for 2022. And guys, in 2023, he's going to win male superstar of the year. So you guys kind of keep an eye out for that name. Raquel Rodriguez, that's my pick. That's my heart. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm staying. Although I think that Rhea is going to retain.
I'm probably going to have to go the same as you, thinking it's going to be, or wanting it to be Raquel, but thinking it's going to be Rhea.
Okay. Let's get to the next three. We have three more matches. These are three of the biggest matches on the card right here. We got the greatest of all time, John Cena versus Solo Sikoa. We got the World Heavyweight Championship match between Seth freaking Rollins and Drew McIntyre. And we also got Crown Jewel's 2023 main event, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match between Roman Reigns, the Tribal Chief, the Head of the Table, and the megastar, LA Knight. Which one do you want to talk about first? Or you just want to go in the order of John Cena, Seth, and then...
Yeah, let's talk about John Cena and Solo first.
Let's talk about John Cena and Solo Sikoa. Two of my favorite... Well, John Cena, after Randy Orton, was my favorite in the Attitude Era, Ruthless Aggression Era. As much as I want to go with John because I think that they're going to build him and I think they're rebuilding him right now. No, I'm going with John. I'm going with John because I think that they're going to be building something towards Roman and John one more time.
The heck, Darren? I was going to choose John.
God.
Then I'll say Solo because...
Well, we differed last time. That's cool.
We've
differed the last two. That's cool. You can go, John.
I'm going to go John, but I like Solo a lot right now.
I think Solo is one of the most dominant presences on the main roster. That's why it's hard for me to believe that they would put John over. But if you're going to put him over to rebuild him, that's the guy to do it against.
Baby Umaga.
That's Baby Umaga, exactly. I'm going John.
Yeah, I'm going John.
You're going John as
I've
well?
I've never rooted for John, but I'm going for John.
Okay, we're going the greatest of all time, John Cena, over Solo Sikoa, because I do truly and thoroughly believe that John Cena is being rebuilt to a point where he's going to be a serious contender for one of these belts. So the next match that we got is the World Heavyweight Championship match between Seth freaking Rollins and Drew McIntyre, the co-main event. We got Seth Rollins and we got Drew McIntyre in Riyadh at Crown Jewel.
I love talking about Seth.
Okay, then let me answer first because my answer is relatively quick. It's going to be Seth.
I thought you were going to say Drew.
It's going to be Seth. Seth freaking Rollins is currently on one of the greatest championship reigns of this title's history, obviously because it's brand new, but he is on a very impressive title reign. I don't think it's going to end here in Crown Jewel. If there is going to be title changes, again, I told you which ones I think they were going to be. I don't know about the main event. We'll get to it when we get to it, but as of this point, Seth isn't losing that title. Not for anybody.
I saw a thing about Seth that the top 100 WWE superstars right now, Seth was number one. He passed up Roman. Roman was number two on the list. So people, I also saw a thing that Roman's going to be confronted by a ghost from his past being Seth tonight.
Maybe Survivor Series.
Brother, I'm going to be sending you these accounts so you could see this stuff too.
Maybe Survivor Series. I would rather see Team Roman and Team Seth than I would want to see Team John versus Team Judgment Day, or like, you know what I mean, or the Judgment Day versus, which one did you send me last time?
Judgment Day versus Cody
and
Sammy
and them.
KO'd.
I'd rather see Seth and Roman.
Like, and then this, since we already got done with the women's match and we're talking about like this stuff, Becky and Seth. They Becky had held her NXT Women's Championship for 42 days, and she defended that title more than Rhea and Roman.
You love to throw that in, don't you?
Yep.
And what about Seth?
And Seth, same thing. He's defended his title more than Roman has. And he's a champ. And Rhea.
Let's go. Seth is impressive. I find it very, very hard to believe that they're going to take that championship off of him at any time in the near future. He's going into WrestleMania easily with that title because...
I really hope so.
It looks good on him. His character is probably the best character in wrestling right now. Bless you. No, individually. Individually, I think his character is the best character in wrestling. The singing of the fans... The theme song, the drip, the crazy glasses, the crazy outfits, the way the thing looks on him, how many times he defends his title. Everything about Seth right now is hitting on every single cylinder. And I would like to see that at Survivor Series. Roman and Seth, if he gets confronted by a ghost of his past tonight and it is Seth, man, I would love to see Team Universal Champion versus Team World Heavyweight Champion at Survivor Series.
And WWE also posted a picture with Drew with the championship. And you know, whenever they post somebody with the championship, they ain't gonna win. We've caught on to
now this. You're starting to learn the in and outs. Let's go.
They did it with Shinsuke. Both times they're like, is this gonna be the outcome of tonight? And then Seth ended up winning.
There you go, WWE. My 13-year-old sister started to catch on, so start mixing it up a little bit. I'm going Seth because Drew's not winning this title tonight. And why they keep doing Drew like that? It's like he has unlimited lives or something. Dude can just have title match after title match after title match and just never win. But maybe it's a part of his story.
I think they're going to go back to his desperate need of a heel turn. They're going to turn him heel. That's what I've been seeing.
I like Drew a lot. But I just don't think he needs a title.
I don't see him as champion. He and if doesn't he did, need a I title. Didn't. I wouldn't want to see him as champion.
He doesn't need it. He doesn't need to be wearing a title. Like, his character is already Drew McIntyre. Like, and I guess even more than you would be the champion, you're the Scottish warrior. Like, he would need a gimmick change because right now he's just that Scottish brute, you know, just that dude that's just willing to go fight. Like, there's no depth to his character outside of I'm just willing to go fight.
I saw
and to each his own, but
they wanted to put him back at the Scottish psychopath character.
I don't know if that would be the fix. Like, and that's the like thing is there only so much you can do with Drew? So do you put a title on him? And if you do, he doesn't keep it for longer than 6 months and it's a boring title run. But he's going to give you banger matches against people like Sheamus, against people like Gunther, against people like, you know, line them up. He's going to beat people up, but there's going to be no substance.
Yeah.
So I'm going Seth.
Yeah. All the way.
The main event, Crown Jewel's main event in 2023. The premium live event, Saturday, 12 o'clock p.m. We got the United States, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. We got Roman Reigns and we got LA Knight. I wasn't even ready for this conversation. This conversation might go a little longer than what I was ready for. But LA Knight versus Roman Reigns, you got the Bloodline, you got the Megastar, you got the undeniable Kevorka of LA Knight, and you got the tribal chief, the head of the table.
It's Roman's gonna win.
Roman's gonna win?
Yeah, and if Roman needs help to beat someone like LA Knight, it's gonna be embarrassing that supposedly the greatest champion of all time needs help to defeat a superstar that's barely coming up with the fans and stuff.
But LA has had the most meteoric rise in 1 year of any superstar outside of like Austin Theory, who was clearly forced LA hasn't been forced because what? The first time he came out, still opening.
He was Max Dupree.
No, oh, okay. When he first came out as LA Knight, he didn't get that pop. It was just he came out. People were like, okay. Second one, okay, little pop. Third one, big pop. Fourth one, mega star pop. So in four trips walking out that curtain, this dude had a bigger pop or as big a pop as Roman Reigns. What does that do? What does that say?
Guys, we gave him his first pop in Corpus.
We did. Yes, we yes, we did. Hey, I forgot about that. Shout out to Corpus Christi, Texas. Shout out to LA Knight. You're welcome. I don't know. What do you think? You think Roman?
I'm going with Roman.
You don't see him losing the belt before WrestleMania?
I don't see him losing it at Crown Jewel. I don't see Roman losing it
Who's
at
gonna
all.
Who's going to help him?
I saw that.
Go ahead.
That Tamina is gonna have her return after the 9 months, and she's gonna be the new member of the Bloodline. Her and Ava Reign.
Ooh, does Tamina become Roman Reigns' new right hand?
Cause I saw Paul talking to Ava, and Nia's been saying that she wants Ava in the main roster. The Rock said that Ava's going to be on SmackDown sooner than expected.
What if Roman replaced Jimmy, Jay, and Solo with Nia, Tamina, and Ava Reign?
That'd be so
That would
up.
Be crazy. Imagine, talk about sending a message to your family. Talk about sending a message to your cousins and saying, hey, you want to keep messing up? You want to keep messing around? Our other cousins, our girl cousins, are going to come in here and handle the business that you guys couldn't handle. And they're going to handle that business. You think Nia, Tamina, and Ava are going to be caught up in like, well.
Maybe. I don't think they're going to be. I think Ava's going to have some cool stuff when she comes up to the main roster.
Nia's going to try to take that championship from Roman. We love Nia. Shout out. I think, man, I hate that I know that LA's not going to win.
This, like you said, is going to have full-grown men crying in their seats.
People are going to be believing that LA Knight is going to win this match against Roman Reigns.
I've actually been seeing a lot of people like, why does LA even think he's going to win? Just like, face it, LA Knight sucks.
Yeah, of course.
Blah, blah, blah.
But when they're there and they're watching it and they're like, he might actually do it, it's going to be a different story.
It's going to be like Cody all over.
You're going to have people genuinely stunned at the fact that Roman Reigns wins this match over LA Knight. Not because they went in there thinking that LA was going to win. But while in the ring, LA Knight is going to make himself tonight. LA Knight will come out of this match today stronger as a character with a bigger pop than he's ever had before taking on Roman Reigns. Because people are going to believe that, oh shit, he might just do it. He's not. But people are going to believe it. And even we're going to believe it. Knowing that he's not going to win, we're going to be sitting there watching.
There's going to be some times where we're going to get excited about it.
But I'm going Roman Reigns at the end of the day. My heart's going LA because LA Knight has been our guy from the beginning. But nobody is taking that belt off of Roman.
I don't see it either. I've come to accept to stop rooting against Roman.
It's going to come to a point where he's having a... Where Carmelo's going to try. Where Braun's going to try. Where Austin's going to try. Where Grayson's going to try.
Man, Braun Breaker versus Roman Reigns. I'm so excited for that. Like, you don't even know.
I see no reason as to why they wouldn't take Roman another year after next year. I mean, after this year. It is going to piss people off. But it is going to have people talking about your product for a whole nother year. That goddamn Roman still is not out here, and he's still going, looking at 2,000 days.
I'm thinking, I want Braun Breaker to be the one to beat Roman. Because if you think about it, nobody else might not see it, but I see. I think Roman Reigns, the next Roman Reigns is going to be Bron Breakker. It has to be Bron Breakker.
How old is Bron Breakker?
Like 25, maybe. Right?
Google it. They talk about him as the next, like, Brock Lesnar. They talk about him, like, as the next... when I say Brock Lesnar, I mean that hyper-aggressive, that strong 26. That strong, I'm going to throw you around, I'm not going to care, comes from the business, stuff like that. Actually, no, I don't think Brock comes from the business. But anyways, Bron Breakker as the next Roman Reigns, as far as like the next guy to hold a championship for a year, the next face of the company type of thing, the chosen one. I can't believe Drew McIntyre fumbled that. Drew McIntyre would have been Roman.
But he didn't.
But he fumbled. That's crazy. So I can't wait to see. There's too many stories for Roman to have, for LA Knight to come and beat him right now.
I'm so excited for tonight's Crown Jewel, or today's Crown Jewel. I also saw a thing on Crown Jewel, like, not by a certain match, but in general, like Crown Jewel in general, that the soccer player, what's his name?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Him. He's gonna do something with WWE. That Triple H and him have been having conversations about it, and Crown Jewel is when they wanted him to show up.
Speaking of Cristiano Ronaldo, because you said that name.
Oh, no.
At the end of this podcast, guys, I'm working on a song. What was the song? Was it Nonstop or was it Fire in the Booth? You guys will figure out at the end of the episode. I have a song where I mention Cristiano Ronaldo. If Cristiano Ronaldo comes out at today's Crown Jewel, it'll obviously fit. But there are rumors that that Riyadh wants to pay for the appearance of the soccer megastar, Cristiano Ronaldo. And if he does pop out, that'll be pretty crazy. That'd be a massive celebrity appearance. So guys, at the end of this episode, I'm going to play Fire in the Booth for you guys. I mentioned Cristiano Ronaldo, and you guys can check that out. So yeah, let's get to Roman Reigns, LA Knight. What do you think? Who are you going for? Who do you want to win? Who do you think is going to win? What's going to happen?
It's going to be Roman Reigns. I've come to the fact that I have to acknowledge Roman Reigns.
And I cannot get myself to even pretend like LA is going to win the match.
Man, I'm not going to take another going home crying on a Sunday night.
You're just going to accept it.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm going Roman.
Going Roman. Man, the day that Roman fights Seth and I go for Seth, that's going to be I'm going to be a wreck.
All right, guys. We got Cody Rhodes and Damian Priest.
Cody Rhodes.
Rey Mysterio, Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Io Sky, Bianca Belair.
Io Sky.
Bianca Belair. The greatest of all time, John Cena, Solo Sikoa.
John Cena.
The Fatal 5-Way Women's Championship match, Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, and Raquel Rodriguez.
Rhea Ripley.
Raquel Rodriguez. Seth freaking Rollins, Drew McIntyre.
Seth Rollins.
And Roman Reigns and LA Knight.
Roman Reigns.
Guys, we are wrapping up this episode. Congratulations to Mia Made It on her 10th episode. Guys, after this, the sky's the limit. Who knows where we're going? Like I said, entering 2024, you are going to see a lot more of Mia Made It. Follow us on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, at True, at Mia Made It, at Future American Leaders of Texas, at DayOneVibes.com, at the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. And you can catch every single thing that we drop musically, podcast-wise, politically, you know, everything. News-wise, we do so many things, guys. But now, congratulations, Mia.
Thank you.
We're proud of you. Is there anything that you would like to talk to the people that listen?
No. I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. Okay, thank you everybody for continuing to support us, continuing to tune in. As I said, guys, we're on the road to 200,000 Spotify streams on Spotify. you guys go follow at DIG on Spotify. But until then, here's Fire in the Booth by DIG, produced by Chach with the Heat. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. Enjoy WWE's 2023 premium live event, Crown Jewel. We will talk to you guys on the next one.
We're just not designed the same.
French kissing the model, we at the plane station. Spain waiting, promoter just said my name crazy. A movement to get the fame, put the shine on my city like I want hanging off the chain, 20 mil to put behind me, man, you know the deal. We elevating cause everything that we say is real. F.A.L. my cologne, yeah, I gave her chills. This that Jean-Marc Paris, what I spray for real. Waiting on the boss to sign me a check, 1500 for my best, but 1600 in debt. Keep my name on the bet, you know it's time to invest. I've been growing, I'm penny stock till I blue chip the Patek. You know I'm thinking about the mission, everything consistent. I've been brought up as a Christian. I'm Ronaldo, how I kick it, hear the name. Now everyone know I'm gifted, hear the name, D-I-G. Now everyone know I'm gifted, hear the name in the spotlight. It's out of the cop light. My heart with different women, I'm so cold, get a frostbite. These cameras snapping, action to bright lights. The flow's gonna put the team on all of them night flights. The private jets, champagne, change on the fast life. It might be hard, but we can't try. We floss like we the greatest, I promise I never hated. I'm new to how all this works, Merc taught me cause we related. That's my cousin, I promise your mama knew that we make it. It's that true shit, pop another bottle, celebrating. Look at all that we created, back then was already famous. They knew it, we wasn't nameless. The first song was on their playlist. Down to ride your mom alone, knew everything we was saying. We can't let her down, imagine she saw where we are today. Let a tear fall when I sang, rolling up another J. Taking doobies to the face, when I pray I can say, hey. Now they know this a product of what it do. They know the team, true fire in the booth. Even alone, I never doubted what I do. I feel so close to the dream, and now everybody know true. Ooh, now they know this a product of what it do. They know the team, true fire in the booth. Even alone, I never doubted what I do. I feel so close to the dream, and now everybody know true. Ooh, past friends are past tense. I need a win. Sometimes I feel like my rhymes could be good as Eminem. I put the pen to the paper, creating dividends. Profit margins till my three letters be big as CNN. NBA, NFL, I can fill them in. Jerry Jones on a yacht, I'll be rich as him. With my baddies, it's 10 of them and they brought their friends. Liberty Creek, big bottle, Dolce with the scent. Player mode, broke my heart, I had to let her go. And only bad bitches doing blow at all the shows. Debit Visa, black card when she chopped the coke. She wear my jacket, she a diva, she don't want her coat. All in designer, you know she like mine better. This is denim and flower, the way I Gucci the sweater. In a photo shoot, wearing all my jewelry together. And my producer is Chach, we winning in any weather. We in Italy in the cold, Australia if you ain't know. About to pull up in Brazil, Switzerland or Portugal. With that new shit, true shit, pop another bottle, we exclusive. All fly whips in the body, yo, ooh shit.
My goal isn't to make it out of here. My goal is to bring different minds, invest, create, and build in our community. Bring people like that together, have them come together and create here.
Making money moves, gotta get the block paid. Now I'm saying Tony G coming with the Bombay. In my lemonade, I pour that while the verse plays. Studio working, I've been in here for the whole day. And my lady looking for me, what the text say? Shorty probably weird, but I'm tripping on my essay. What a view for the next day. 10 girls with me in the bed, they knowing that my next day busy. Hair long, drizzy. Future mayor of my city, presidential Rolex, rich like 50. Bitch, I'm busy, gotta go. Good dome, she the honor roll. Never know, powder nose, model hoes, lot of blow. Whole town never know, so they gotta know.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.